brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the fourth day of August, 2010. We've got a guest joining us coming up in the third hour. We haven't had on in about 6 months, Dr. Michael Kaufman. He has the new book, Rescuing a Broken America, Why America is Deeply Divided. And, of course, he's an expert on the UN Biosphere Agenda 21, Carbon Tax Takeover. He's a big part of my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And so we're going to have him on to talk about his new book and a host of other important information today coming up in the third hour. In the first 2 hours, we're going to have wide open phones, but specifically on several topics that I want to get your take on. Wide open phones, anybody can call in, not just first-time callers. If you disagree, if you agree, but it's specifically on several topics I'm about to throw out here. I'm going to be honest with you. I am reassessing everything we do on this radio/TV transmission. We've always covered eugenics. We've discussed how it guides the globalist and how the entire architecture of the planetary tyranny they're building is designed to attack humanity. But psychologically and intellectually, I know I'm 100% right because our enemies are so arrogant, they're just admitting everything they're doing. And they are murdering us. They are killing us. They are brain damaging us. They are people who take on a camouflage of liberal, altruistic love when they are a pack of vicious, murdering criminals. And I really think we need to turn the heat up on them, and I don't know exactly how to do that. I mean, I try to expose them, but that's not enough. That's not enough when they're assaulting us and killing us. I'm going to be honest with you. Every time my children come over to me and hug me and kiss me and tell me how much they care about me and how proud they are of me, and then I think about how we have these criminals running our society and how they're doing everything they can to hurt my children and how they put poison out in the food and in the water and how it's almost impossible to keep my children away from what they're doing, I have intense feelings of love, not just for my children, but everybody else. And I see all over the news the children with all their hair falling out and dying, and I know they're being killed by the globalist. And I'm just saying, I'm not going to put up with this. And you shouldn't put up with this. If somebody came to your door and knocked on it, and you opened the door, and they beat you over the head or they stabbed you, you would have a right to defend yourself, or they pulled a gun out to kill you, or they broke in your house. And that's federal and state law. You have a right to defend yourself. But when Gardasil came out 3 years ago, they knew in the trials that it killed large percentages of the girls that took it. And they did it as a test. They came out, and they had Governor Perry claim it was mandatory. That was a hoax. He just put it on the list of vaccines recommended by the state to the health department. They then lie, and the media then lies and tells you it's the law to take it to go to school for 11, 12, and 13-year-olds. And then it came out, and they said, yeah, it's killed people, and it's causing autoimmune diseases in others. And they just say that we don't care. We're now going to inject boys, too, and it's going to brain damage you, and it's going to cause autoimmune diseases, and it's going to make you bleed out of every orifice, and it's going to kill some of you because it's liberal and loving. I mean, it's just mind control. How they just come right out and say, we're going to put lithium in your water. They admit sodium fluoride's giving people cancer. They know it does it, and they just laugh at you. They're assaulting us. They're attacking us. The city of Austin puts fluoride in the water where I live, and they know it increases cancer. They hate your guts. They're a pack of psychopathic, murdering criminals. I'm going to come back and talk about this, but I'm done.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live. This is the heart of the resistance. It's the best we've got. Doing the best job we can, and hopefully God will carry us the rest of the way. I want to illustrate something, and then we're going to open the phones up specifically on this question. What do you believe we should do to break the silence, to break the conditioning, and to rally free humanity against the forced drugging and poisoning of the entire food and water supply, as well as vaccines being rolled out en masse that literally send in live viruses to eat the neuron receptor sites for anger and resistance and strength. They admit they want lithium in the water. They're already putting it in, but they're now pushing it publicly to make you servile. Sodium fluoride. We had a top brain surgeon on yesterday who read from top EPA and FDA scientists, thousands of which have signed public letters in the last decade begging the government to take sodium fluoride out and citing hundreds of studies admitting it at least doubles cancer in the bones, in the liver. They come out and they admit they're going to approve Gardasil 3 years ago. They admit it kills people in the trials. And then they tell these dumbed-down, fluoride-head housewives who are so trusting, and these soccer moms and these soccer dads, take your daughters in, give them the shots. And then I literally saw scores of local newscasts where they'd show the girl on a ventilator, the cheerleader, over and over again. And then they'd show newscast of them deader than a hammer. And we just calmly sit here and we take it. They knew 60 years ago when they approved corn syrup that when they gave it to rats, they more than quadrupled their chances of cancer. Here it is, raw story today, citing mainstream reports. Corn byproduct, fructose, literally fuels cancer cell growth, study finds. They knew when they approved more than five decades ago bisphenol A that in every study of monkeys and rats and guinea pigs, I'm getting chills right now. I actually got chill bumps because as a normal human, I understand this violent assault. I know I'm being attacked. Just like if somebody breaks in my house at night, I'm going to get out of bed and just, you know, defense mode. And anybody who's red-blooded would. But more and more, they're reporting people lay down and let themselves be attacked. Six kids slipped in one after the other like lemmings into a river, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to swim. People just walk out in front of cars now. They just pull out in front of cars. And the studies show they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They've been turned into zombies. You wonder why the public can't resist. You wonder why the public can't get angry. Have you noticed the illegal aliens can protest by the tens of millions nationwide multiple times a year? Because they're coming from Mexico. They're still red-blooded. Their water's not fluoridated. I'll tell you this. I look at the illegal aliens. They're a lot more alive than the average Hispanic, black, white, or Asian that's been living in this country eating the poisons. You go down to Mexico, they don't have all these additives in the food, though that's starting to change. You look at old black and white photos of your grandparents, your great-grandparents, their eyes are electric. They look awake. They look alive. You look at people now, they look like zombies. I look at these illegal aliens. I watch them out my window while they're building a house across the street. Those people, their eyes are on fire. You can see it. It makes me rethink everything. It starts making me think about geopolitical movements. Perhaps all we've got is the third world left. It looks like the West has already been ruined. Perhaps I should just join with those people and actually go and try to wake them up to what's happening and say, fine, I'll be for your La Reconquista. Don't abort your kids. Don't take the shots. Maybe they'll listen, because I've been studying in Africa and Asia and in the Middle East when the UN pulls up with armored vehicles. And they've made local payoffs to police to forcibly inject everybody. The people run to the hills. They fight to the death because they know that when their women are injected, they always come for the pregnant women. That's in the programs. And they have miscarriages and then become sterile. They run. They fight in Peru, and then it came out they were being sterilized down there. But Americans may be too far gone on average, already chemically lobotomized, already can't even get angry, already can't even wake up. I don't even know what to say anymore. I've got all this other news here on immigration and the economy and Iran and an attempted bombing of Ahmadinejad, and election news, and government-run health care information, and congressman calling for the execution of WikiLeaks whistleblower, and calls to shut down WikiLeaks and arrest Julian Assange. More and more, it looks like they're the real deal. We've been analyzing it. We've not been sure. But none of it matters when you realize there is a scientific dictatorship in their own words, in their own textbooks, in all their own documents, and they're cold-bloodedly just doing it. They know bisphenol A and all the major plastic products and food packaging is massively destroying your disrupting your hormones and sterilizing you and giving you cancer. It's all admitted. They know these different corn products are filled with mercury and are toxic and are killing people. They know. That's their plan. It's not an accident. They're now out in the open saying they're doing it for our own good. And then I've got the Sunshine Project documents that I'm going to do a whole report on later this week or next week that we covered 10 years ago, but what's old is new, that I went over two nights ago when I just remembered it and pulled it up. We did some research and found it, and found articles where the Marine Corps demanded that the Sunshine Project take it down, and they refused and then got attacked, where they have got helicopter bases everywhere with waiting helicopters, with nerve gas to kill people, with synthetic weaponized opiates to knock you out. And, ladies and gentlemen, the Pentagon is studying flying over and spraying you, and then forget just lithium and fluoride and all the poisons they put in the water that dumb you down and give you cancer and sterilize you or reduce fertility, bare minimum. Flying over and just spraying us, and then you have a fever, you have brain inflammation, the viruses they spray, and that's in all their studies. They want to put it in the food where you can't get away from it, where the food, the tomatoes, the potatoes, the bananas, that's CNN, grow the virus in it. You eat it, and then literally you can't get upset, you can't resist. I mean, this is all in hundreds of news reports in the last 2 weeks. They have come out. And they're pushing it like, oh, I know you're chomping at the bit, but you got to wait. It'll be a year or two, but then it's going to be available. And you're going to have all these new vaccines that aren't even vaccines, that are DNA reprogrammers. And that's another lie. You know, they give it all, oh, it's a cognitive brain boost. You're not going to be upset anymore. We're designed to get upset about tyranny. We're designed to be upset about government overtaxing us and trying to tell our – listen, I've sent my children – for the last 5 years, to the First Methodist Church Vacation Bible School every August. Can't send them. Pulled them out. Monday, they sit there with a puppet telling them, go tell your parents the earth is dying. Go tell them they've got to have light bulbs like this, the mercury-filled light bulbs that admittedly cause all sorts of neurological disorders. And it's not that that church is even bad. They're just brainwashed. They're just promoting it everywhere. It's just, it's the private schools, it's the churches, it's everything. You're supposed to get angry about that. You're supposed to do something about it. That's what the anger and the concern is for. More and more I see articles every couple days where people will watch out of a high-rise apartment, even in a nice part of town, as a woman is beaten and raped in an alleyway, and no one even helps her, and no one even calls 911. I mean, I wouldn't call 911, or maybe as I was running down the stairs of the apartment building, I would. I'd go out there with a firearm and protect that woman. And people would consider me a hero. I'm not a hero. I'm normal. I'm what my species has always been. I'm a human being, like my ancestors. I'm strong. I'm red-blooded. I've got courage. It's like when I saved that lady who was choking to death. I was in the bathroom at the La Madeline 7-8 years ago, and I went to the bathroom. My wife and my son are out there. He was a baby at the time, and I come out. Everybody's gathered around this woman who's turning blue, and I say, do the Heimlich, and they started trying to resist me, and they were just like parrots saying, call 911, call 911, and I said, she'll be dead by the time they get here, and I had to shove them out of the way to save the lady, and then they were like, oh, you're such a hero. Oh, you're such a hero, trying to – they're just scum. They're just scum, but they're not scum. They have been turned into scum by the drugs in the water and the food. A bunch of passive lemmings, brainwashed by TV, brainwashed by culture, drugged, all these different systems of control overlaid. And so we are being assaulted, and we have to recognize it. I mean, it's on record they know what corn syrup and bisphenol A and GMO corn and rice is doing. It's on record that they know what mercury and the vaccines are doing. It's on record. This is a criminal global government that wants to make you submit to their tyranny and oppression, and they know you're waking up. So now they're moving straight to viruses that they'll spray on our cities to make us servile slaves, and they're announcing it. And 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear your take on this specifically and how we should resist it. We need banner hangs. We need websites. We need protests. We need to go to city councils. We need to get aggressive. and say, listen, you may be a little corrupt mayor who makes jokes about this, but here's all the government's own reports. Listen, you little accomplice to murder, get it out of our water!
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay, this is old news for our listeners. We told you over a year ago with PrisonPlanet.com articles, we read the actual federal regulations where by law they store the naked images. It is a biometric scan. It is now the top Drudge Report story from CNET News, Declan McCullough. And good for Declan, but he still only gets about one-tenth of the story. These are really biometric 360 scans for wave millimeter projection cameras going up worldwide that shoot through your clothes and get a 100% ID on you. So not only are they storing them, And not only do they have fist fights on a weekly basis where they make the employees go through and they make fun of their breasts and genitals and their fist fights, they are saving it and demanding that Hollywood stars sign printouts of their naked body. Now, we've been telling you this for a year. They went in several years ago at select airports. They're going in at all airports, all major airports. They're now forcing people in El Paso. The El Paso Times admits everyone must go through it. Here's the deal, you little control freak criminals, okay? Just because you're stupid, and don't know what these are for, and that they give you 20 to 50 times the radiation they'd originally said, and top universities say that it's going to give you cancer. And you idiots that work around these machines, they have backscatter that's splattering out of it. You're being hit by it as well. They don't have you get behind a lead wall like they have radiologists and doctors do, and nurses that take x-rays. And so most of you TSA people are going to die. And you know what the number one thing is you're going to get, and the studies show this? Testicular cancer. Oh, it'll give you skin cancer, the studies show, and testicular because they're on the surface. So, hey, you want to have your testicles chopped off when they get big old cancer growths on them? Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the shots. And you know what, all you soccer moms, as they come out with these brain-boosting vaccines that admittedly eat brain cells and go in and reprogram your brain, go ahead. Take your daughters and sons in and kill them deader than a hammer. Take their psyche away. Psychologically kill them. Everything I've told you is true. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I can't just sit here and calmly report on this anymore and watch them murdering us. And you police and military and government bureaucrats and all of you that are given petty uniforms, you have zero power outside of that uniform that you animate. You are literally ringwraiths of pure death. You may not know it, but I'm telling you straight up. You come out and you speak out and you say no. Your children are sucking down the corn syrup and the bisphenol A. Your children are sucking down the fluoride and the GMO. Don't say you weren't warned. Don't say somebody didn't tell you. Here it is, CNET News. A year after we told you, and I want to get Paul Watson on the line, then I'm going to your calls after this break. I want to get Paul online to give him his mission on air. Paul Watson, our hardest worker when it comes to writing, and everybody does a great job. He's here now. He's not home. He's here. Let's bring Watson up right now. Paul Watson.
Hi, Alex.
Well, here is CNET News, a division of CBS News. Feds admit storing checkpoint body images at one federal courthouse just from Florida. They have saved tens of thousands of images. Of course, it's for their naked body scanning. And we reported on this 11 years ago that major clothiers were putting in tailor machines that scan your body. That data is then sold to the feds. This is a biometric scan. It gives you cancer, and they're storing your naked body, and it violates child porn laws. I want you to do an article saying naked body scanners, aren't just storing it, the rest of the story, and tell people, see, we told you so, in all those, 10, 15 or more articles that you and Steve and Kurt have written, when we documented that their own documents say they're storing it, which shows they're a pack of criminal liars. Of course they lied to you. All they do is lie to the public and tell you that everything's okay. Watson, this is incredible, though, that these creatures now admit it gives you cancer and that they are storing it, and it does scan your genitals, and they are keeping it for law enforcement, Watson.
Well, I mean, they've lied about these body scanner devices at every turn. I mean, they were introduced on the basis that they don't show clear images of genitalia, and yet, right from the very beginning, on the TSA's own website, you could go on there and see the kind of images that these produce, and they produce a clear outline of genitalia. Indeed, that's what the researchers, for example, from the London Guardian, who went in and looked at the trial, said, that it produces, quote, eerily visible images of genitalia.
And to make sure they've got the scanner tuned right, they look at the genital, the female folds and the male shape, to make sure it's tuned. Just like a photographer looks at the eye or looks at moles on the face when you're taking a photo, when you're tuning a camera to focus it, a video camera or a still photo. In the handbook, they are told to look at the genitals, training them Watson, it's just so incredible. Stay there. I want to get some final comments from you on this. Then I'm getting back into the mass extermination program. And then your phone calls, Mark, Jason, Miguel, Beth, Craig, and others. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
I haven't even gotten in to the point that in Texas, they now admitted that, oh, they take all your baby's DNA at birth and give it to the Pentagon, and the Pentagon gives your local community money. And they act like, oh, you know, the headline is State of Texas bartering your baby's DNA. They're not bartering it. It's a 38-year-old secret global program. But the media never reports on the full story. They go, okay, it's true. The conspiracy theorists are right. They're storing your baby's DNA. Now, look at this CNET news story, top news story on Drudge. We just posted it, linked to it up on Infowars.com. Feds admit storing checkpoint body scan images. And it says the federal marshals have a Gen 2 machine hooked in, and at one airport, 40,000 images. It says that they boast that it can be operated remotely, and the Gen 2 detection engine capability is stored with your name, and your naked body 360 scan is then transferred to the federal marshals, and they have a naked body scan of your children, your wife. Isn't that funny? I mean, imagine if the cops grabs your wife off the street randomly, stripped her down and took color photos of her, you'd go crazy. But they run you through the airports and do this, and it's A-OK. Paul Watson, this is incredible.
Well, I mean, the shocking thing about it is that the fact that these images produce clear, you know, visible shots of genitalia, and you've got children going through these. In the UK, they make you go through them. You don't get a choice. And it breaks child pornography laws. And, you know, a lot of these kind of people that work for the TSA and airport security have been habitually caught abusing their power. And many of them have been caught using these naked body scanners to harass their own colleagues. So you've got the worst possible breed of individuals running these machines. They completely violate privacy. And they produce radiation at 20 times the dose we were originally told. Columbia University reported back in June that they were placing millions of people at risk.
Well, I want to be clear. They give you cancer. That's mainline scientists and universities. They lied from the beginning about what the machines are even for. They're designed to get a naked 360 biometric scan of your body. And from the inception, the Electronic Privacy Information Center got the documents that these devices are designed to be deployed in a way that allows the images to be routinely stored and recorded, which is exactly what the Marshall Service is doing. 35,314 images stored just on one machine in Orlando, Florida, from the airport. Everybody run through that at that one airport, 35,000 plus stored. It's totally illegal. The criminal, degenerate, murderous Homeland Security lied to everybody and said they weren't. From the beginning, they were doing it. Just like they lie about why the fluoride's in the water when their own documents say it's meant to sterilize you and give you cancer. Just like they lie about bisphenol A and now admit it's sterilizing us and giving us cancer. I mean, Watson, we've got to wake up, even myself and you and everyone, just how murderous and lying and criminal they are. They are complete scumbag criminals, and they have a bunch of dumbed-down fluoride head, TSA cops and others, that'll do whatever they're told, and it's total evil. They're bathing our children in radiation in the naked body scanners. They're saying they're going to have a mobile on the streets of America to travel. They've got dumbed-down, brain-damaged cops pulled from the general public running it. They all think it's funny. They're a pack of total scum.
Well, the good news is, I mean, there's a revolt against these body scanners. Dubai Airport said they're not getting them. And in Idaho, you had that bill whereby they would throw them out and not allow them in Idaho. So if people lobby their governments at the state level, then we can get these thrown out. And then if there's a boycott of the airports that do continue to use them, fewer economic forces will drive them out of existence.
Absolutely. If not, they're going to put them in the shopping malls, on the streets, at the public schools. It's all been announced. They've gone in courthouses all over the country. They run small children through them. In the case in Denver, one protest and pointing out it was illegal to scan children's genitals, they've now don't scan children. Again, they want to train you to let the police take your blood at federally funded checkpoints. That goes in DNA databases. Nothing to do with drunk driving. They're just setting the precedent of medicalizing the police to carry out the medical tyranny. And again, police, you've been assaulted and poisoned. Most of you are going to die young of cancer. You're brain damaged just like everybody else. You must understand the government is run by murdering criminals who hate you and your family. You must join us now. Wake up out of your mind control. I mean, Watson, do you understand why I'm so frustrated? How this is just all out in the open. It's all completely evil. Bloomberg reports that every major insurance company is now stealing people's death benefits when their husband or son die in Iraq. They're stealing everything. They're admittedly doing this. They're stolen tens of trillions. The country's going under. We're going into a depression. The carbon taxes are meant to shut our economy down. India and China don't have to do it. It's just total evil. Don't people get that this is not a frontal military assault? It is a covert scientific dictatorship where they announce the vaccines, the naked body scanners, the GMO crops, everything with a front cover story. but it's never that. And we've analyzed their attack profile. I always know exactly what they're doing, and then I can search what my mind already comes up with and read the exact words they've written because I know the enemy that well. I knew it was a biometric 360 shoot because I'd seen it 10 years ago. Boom, they admit it is. I knew it was being stored by the federal marshals who were over the air marshals. Boom, it's now admitted. I knew it was massive cancer increases. Boom, now admitted. I mean, they get to fry you. They get to train you to be a slave. They get your biometric scan. And then they criminally, viciously, hatefully lie the entire time telling the public in the last year that they weren't saving it and that it didn't give you cancer. They are murdering scum. People have to get this. They're murdering you with soft kill with the radiation. You don't die there on the spot. You die 10 years later. They're murdering you with the food. They know what they're murdering eugenicists. They are murdering criminal government. And now all these sheriffs and all these prominent people are coming out and saying, we have a criminal government. It's waging war against America. We have a criminal, yes, we have a criminal, murderous murder government. I mean, just the murdering trash. They're murdering all of us, and I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of all the dumbed-down cowards that go along with it. Watson.
Well, it's all out there in the open. I mean, we've passed that stage, but now the problem is, as you said, people are ingesting and bathing themselves in this neurotoxin, sodium fluoride, that removes their aggression, that makes them docile and compliant. That's why the communists use it in the gulags. That's why the Nazis used it in the concentration camps. And really, the battle now is about just making people look up from the stupor of their own controlled brainwashing, which is why, as you've been doing recently, focusing on what people are actually putting in their bodies and the effect that that has.
So, and it's by design. You know, countless comments and emails I get say, well, I know it's admitted that bisphenol A sterilizes and give us cancer. I know it's admitted that fluoride's doing it. I know it's admitted that they're coming out with vaccines that brain damage you by design. But you know what? They're just doing it because they're greedy. No, they're doing it because they are greedy. They want to get rid of everybody. And, Watson, I really appreciate you joining us. Let's get some reports out on this. Let's get Steve on this as well. And let's just point out that we, a year ago and repeatedly since then, have written articles with the documents that are now being reported on by CBS News and CNET that we told everybody and that it's even worse than what they're being told. You can just search. We found it again last week, guys. What was the search I told you to find where the clothing companies are using biometric scans for tailoring? And then that's really being used as a biometric. See, that's how they trick you. Oh, step right in here. We're going to give you a good fit. Meanwhile, that company's real business isn't just selling clothes. It's getting your biometric fingerprint of your body. And it's the same thing with this. It's the same thing with the airports. It's meant to train you to be humiliated. If you'll put up with your children being naked body scanned, you'll put up with anything. It's meant to give you cancer, and it's meant to be stored in these databases, and the government lied about it. I mean, when do they not lie, Watson?
Well, you can tell when they're lying because their lips are moving.
And they state they want to get rid of us. It's on record. Watson, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
I mean, I'm here watching them slow kill us. I'm here watching their stealth death. I'm here watching them. And I made that video that became the number one search term yesterday, thanks to you again, the number one search term in the country, brain-eating vaccines. That's something a layman can understand, and that's what it does. But the media is like, oh, it reprograms. It changes your DNA, which is a technical term. It goes in and attacks the neuroreceptors so that when your brain gets threatened by something, it gives an order for hormones to be released by the hypothalamus and the thyroid and other things so that you can then get geared up to defend yourself. But they're saying that's abnormal. All of you are sick. This is all over the news. You need a shot to make you happy. You're not going to be angry or nervous anymore. When you pull up to that police checkpoint with their naked body scanning you and taking your families away from you, when your preacher's up there telling you, go to the FEMA camp as they've been trained to do, clergy response team, don't worry. You're going to have this shot and you're not going to be worried about anything anymore. You're not going to be worried about becoming homeless. You're not going to worry about being euthanized down the road. You're not going to be worried about anything because the loving vaccine has cured you of your humanity. It's literally killed who you were. It's turned you into a biological robot. Do you realize it's 2010? Let me ask you this question, then we're going to your calls. 800 years ago in medieval England, they were incredibly oppressive, dominated the public, kept the public on about 5% of the land through feudalism to keep them near starvation as a tool of control. They wrote manuscripts on it all over Europe. Same thing with the shogun and the Japanese samurai. Same deal. They told you what time to go to bed, what to wear, what to do. Samurai would routinely call somebody up from the rice paddy and chop them up just to demonstrate their power. They were allowed to kill whoever they wanted. Now, if they could have had an injection that made the public servile individuals who couldn't fight back, would they have injected in Japan 500 years ago or England 800 years ago, would they have injected the serfs? 100% they would. Well, here's the deal. Despite the fluoride and the lithium and the bisphenol A and all the things they're adding to your food and water, and despite the fact that the U.S. IQ has dropped between 10 and 15 points in the last 20 years, you can just search the term IQ in the United States dropping. Not the education level, not the test scores. Those are dropping too. Physically, people are dumb. They're dumber. I mean, most people can't even hardly talk anymore, or they can't get upset, or they can't get motivated. The strongest, most focused, most hardcore people the world had ever seen, the people of the United States, now the fattest, the dumbest, the weakest, the most servile, because you have been chemically attacked. And most of the politicians don't know about this. They just drink it and go along with it. They're the same. But when you read about the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the British royalty, the Dutch royalty, in every documentary about them, they have giant plantations in walled cities. I saw a PBS documentary about Prince Philip where they have their own beef, all of their own crops. And when they travel, it's prepared and shipped with chefs. And they are incredibly careful about what they eat and what they do. And, you know, they're living to be 100 years old on average, routinely up to 100, these royal families. 95, you know, for the men, 100 plus for the women. And they're walking around in public. Think of them when they go to a shopping mall every once in a while or when they're in public. They get to look at how they're mutating people. They get to look at the pallor and the poisoning. They get that enjoyment over you that they have engineered a system to slowly murder you and your family, and they enjoy it so much. And now they've already got you so chemically poisoned that they're coming out and saying, okay, yeah, we know you're going to want this. That's how all these articles push it. Oh, it's so great. They're about to start trials with the troops with something that reprograms their brain that'll make them feel better. Yeah, hundreds of vaccines at a time, live viruses. Oh, Gardasil's going to be so great for your girls. A couple thousand people die a year of cervical cancer. So we're going to fix that. Oh, by the way, the vaccine insert admits it doesn't even protect you from it, but it will cause an autoimmune response, and there's a good chance it's going to kill you. And the moms are like, oh, good. And then their mom's always on the news going, my baby's dead. Shows her on the respirator, then shows her at the funeral. They killed her. The doctor says it was the vaccine. And the government's just like, that's right. And because you're on sodium fluoride and bisphenol A, lady, you can't even resist us. If somebody comes to your door to kill you with a hatchet, you have a right to defend yourself. Well, what do we do about scum, control freaks, who've drugged us up to the point now that they think we're so drugged out of our minds? Key chemicals to make us not be able to become angry and to be assertive and to commit to something. You know, my parents never gave me vaccines. I've never had any vaccines except when I almost chopped my arm off one time. Big old scar right there, and they gave me shots at the hospital. I've had tetanus shots. When I was a child, I noticed I got a headache every time I brushed with sodium fluoride toothpaste and would have to lay down on the couch, so I quit brushing with that and started just brushing with soap. Didn't even say anything to my dentist father. I just didn't like feeling good in the morning brushing and then feeling ill, so I quit. I could never drink the Dallas water. It tasted like kerosene. And I still drank a lot of fluoridated water, and so a lot of who I would have been has been destroyed. But I've still got enough humanity and enough primitive focus to integrate with my intellectual compass and resist these people. They're murdering you and your families. I love the police officers. I'm not at some macho primitive level wanting to have war with you. I realize you're brain damaged, brainwashed enforcers of death. I don't hate the average bureaucrats. They don't know. The average stupid mayor, you know, here in Austin, who won't take the fluoride out, even though they're there every week demanding it be taken out, and their own scientists say it's deadly, they just, you know, it's just a big joke to them. But we've got to go to these mind-numbed criminals and tell them, look, I don't care if you say it's good for me, you little piece of trash. You don't have a right to medicate me. I mean, we need to start picketing their houses. We need to start leafleting their neighborhoods. We need to get aggressive. We need to. This is a full-on war. And I'm going to add this. We've got a new special. The Obama, four copies for the price of one. Buy one, get one free. That was very popular. So now we're offering Fall of the Republic, part two of the Obama deception, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, excellent film to wake people up, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. We've analyzed that attack profile. You'll get more information here than anywhere else on the whole police state takeover. You can get one copy, get three free, or get two copies, get eight free. We're running this for 2 weeks, just like we did the Obama deception. And when it's gone, and your purchase supports this broadcast. But you get these, give them to everybody you know, burn copies of them, hand them out to everyone, never stop. We're going to beat these people. We can beat these sicko bullies if we just get angry and get fired up. You can also download these films in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, burn them to disk. Folks, you are the solution. You are the key. You know you're under attack. We need to get in the streets and get angry and from the rooftops warn people and sound the alarm now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe. safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, we're going right to your calls. Yesterday, we posted the video, Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccine. That's the title. I want you to search that term again and drive it to number one so that everybody can see this video. It's had 37,000 views. When it updates in the next few hours, it'll probably be 100,000. I want it to be 500,000 by Sunday. It needs to be 100 million. Everybody needs to know that they're rolling out brain-eating vaccines. That's what they do. That literally brain damage you. That are live viruses. In one of these cases, a herpes re-engineered virus to attack the brain. And telling you it's a brain booster. But I've read the patents. We've got to get that out. Media pushes brain-eating vaccine. It's posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's an article, but at the bottom of the article is the video. Get it out to everyone. Please help us. Now, look, I'm going to get into a bunch of other news and take your calls on this subject. We got a guest coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes. I got a bunch of other important news on the economy. It's just getting worse and worse by the minute. And this is why they want to collapse society, so we're dependent on government health care and the system so they can force all this on us. It's a slaughterhouse. I mean, have I gotten through to any police and military? Because you're going to be used to enforce this, and the doctors and the medical people. You know, I want them to get in on air. 1-800-259-9231. I'm giving each caller about 1 minute. Let's talk to Jason in Georgia. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I mean, I think you can tell. I'm totally freaked out, as I should be, about this.
I hear you. Listen, I guess Saturday night was a week ago. ABC ran a, I believe it's 2020, whatever their new show is there. The cheerleader that got the Guillain-Barré syndrome from the flu shot, you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, well, did you see that segment?
No, I didn't.
Well, it was actually, for the first few minutes of it, a fair piece, amazingly, but they wrapped it up, obviously, by having their experts on and calling her an idiot and claiming she faked it.
Well, it's and they always use a case example to claim it's all fake. The drug insert, the vaccine insert for H1N1, says that it causes Guillain-Barré, and the British government just admitted that it gave a tenfold increase in convulsions with the H1N1 shot. So, yes, they're running disinfo pieces, literally taking part in the murder and brain damage of the public. These are sellout media mercenaries who love what they're doing.
My wife's a pharmacist at a hospital here locally, and I guess it was flu season. As it rolled around, they tried to get everybody to take the shot. She didn't take it, but yet her supervisor, who's a pharmacist also, you know, basically put extreme pressure on her, mocked her a little bit about the whole situation.
Oh, no. They tried in multiple states like New York and Massachusetts to make the medical workers and police take it.
Well, anybody who would give their kid this shot or any of these shots is crazy. And I don't know if you're familiar with the Duggar family.
There's a lot of families that have been damaged. No, tell me about them.
Well, they haven't been damaged. They don't vaccinate their kids. In fact, they had a home birth on their TV show just the other day.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Mark. We're going to have to pull out of the system and create communities to defend ourselves and have our children at home, which they're trying to outlaw. These murderers, we've just got to expose them. They admit the H1N1 caused massive Guillain-Barré. I talked to a local talk show host who didn't believe me about this stuff, and he went and got the shot and got Guillain-Barré for a month. His hands and feet got numb, and his doctor said it's the vaccine. Imagine those criminals at ABC going along with that. Jason in Georgia, go ahead. Okay, that was Jason. We're going to go to break and come back and go to Miguel, Beth, Craig, Mark, and others. And I want to try to get police, medical workers, people in. You know, they're trying to force you first to take this, so you'll then go, well, I had to take it. I'm going to make the public take it. Look, The government shouldn't be able to force us to take this stuff. Do you understand? They lie about everything.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.